News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Hi, I'm Shayoni Iyer. Here's what I found interesting in the news today. The whistleblower who's brought US President Donald Trump face to face with the possibility of impeachment may be facing Congress himself soon. His complaint on President Trump's call with Ukraine's president has been declassified, and that's within hours of the White House releasing the transcript of that call. Republicans are seeing this as proof that Trump has nothing to hide. His political rivals say it's not even bullying, it's worse.
What those notes reflect is a classic mafia-like shakedown of a foreign leader.
Mafia-like shakedown. Now, Donald Trump may take that as a compliment, but he's taking the entire impeachment exercise as a hoax.
I fully support transparency on the so-called whistleblower information. It's all a hoax, folks. It's all a big hoax.
What's buzzing in India? Drones. And not just literally. So ever since the Punjab police found that Khalistani terrorists were transporting weapons across the border from Pakistan using drones, the security establishment has gone into overdrive. These particular drones are made in China. They can carry loads of up to 10 kilos. And the police say they're being launched from a location 2 kilometers inside Pakistani territory. Now, all of this was discovered after the Punjab police arrested 4 men from Tarntaran who revealed this whole drone carrier system. According to them, drones fitted with GPS made at least 8 to 10 trips across the border, carrying in arms, ammunition, satellite phones, and fake currency. But this is just the tip of the iceberg as far as drones are concerned. I mean, the world is still recovering from the drone attack on a Saudi oil plant a couple of weeks ago. Is India ready to handle this 21st century challenge? Short answer, no. India has a very basic sort of drone policy in place. That too for less than a year now. We need better drone detection systems and more advanced anti-drone technology. And we need it fast. Next on this podcast, a Hollywood superstar in a new role.
I have today's forecast for you.
Recognize him? Samuel L. Jackson. No, he's not taking over the drive-thru podcast, but he could soon be answering you when you speak to Alexa. Amazon is bringing celebrity voices to Alexa, its virtual personal assistant. And Jackson's voice will be answering your questions starting later this year. Of course, you'll have to pay a bit extra for the feature. And yes, users will have the option to turn the swearing on and off.
I have had it with these snakes on this plane.
A cautionary tale for all social media stars. A Chinese influencer was outed by her landlady. Lisa Li is a big deal on China's Weibo. She has more than 1 million followers for her blog. She usually posts glamorous travel pictures and shots of her dining out or partying, but as they say, all that glitters is only Instagram gold. Lisa Li's home was apparently filthy, covered in dirty dishes and dog poop. Her landlady got so fed up with asking her to clean up that she went online and gave viewers a guided live tour around Lisa's apartment. The place was so dirty that her landlady said she couldn't even get a paid cleaning service to come in and fix it. Now, after this video went viral, Lisa Li apologized and posted pictures of her cleaning up the mess. But this dirt sticks. Today, the 26th of September, is the International Day for the Total Elimination of Nuclear Weapons. 2 years after the UN adopted the landmark treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons with the backing of 122 states, its newest signatories and state parties are joining it in a glittering ceremony now. Just 23 more states need to ratify it for the treaty to become international law. Personally, I think it's high time we take a stand against nuclear weapons. Are they helping the world? No. Are they harming the world? Yes. Any use of nukes will bust all our chances of saving the Earth from a climate crisis. Nukes are inhuman, immoral, and illegal. I say the whole world should join the treaty and eliminate them before they eliminate us. And here's another story that gave me hope. UCLA is launching a new research institute on kindness. Scientists will look at how and why being nice to other people can cut our own risk of depression and disease. A UCLA study has already linked kindness to improved genetic health. And now, it's also going to train people to be kinder and to spread kindness. We could all do with a little more of that. And a little less of road rage, people. Drive safe. I'm Shayani Iyer. Join me again tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. and we'll breeze through the news.
News 18 Drive-Thru with Shayani Iyer. Cruise with the news.